Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on our program this Monday evening, markets and company news. Makwe Masalela is with us from Makwe Fund Managers. Makwe, good evening to you. It's been a tough day for industrial and financial shares, but gold shares are looking a little better on the back, I imagine, of a better bullion price. Harmony up by just over 2%. DRD Gold 1.8%.
Gold continues to shine, and it's not surprising to think that so far this year, gold prices up almost 18%, and only because of the potential inflation due to U.S. tariffs. And we see that other stocks, it's a question of risk aversion, which is growing in anticipation of Trump's April the 2nd deadline to impose more tariffs. He also calls that Liberation Day. And remember, the very same day is also important for us as well. And over the weekend, he said the tariffs will essentially cover all countries, dashing the hopes that we had last week that levies will be more limited. We even see our counterparts in Japan, they're trading in a recession, in a correction, down 4%. So markets are kind of worried that this whole issue about the policies, unfortunately, that driving the economies to probably go into a recession. And maybe that is his way to try to justify come end of September when he has to start cutting taxes in the U.S. that, listen, the economies are not doing that great. We might as well try to stimulate the economy by cutting taxes.
One share that's doing well today, up 1.8%, is Tiger Brands, $277.98. What's driving the interest there?
I think, other than the issue that they managed to deal with so far, which cost them just over $1.5 billion in the historicist case, the company is well positioned as it caters for middle to lower LSM. And yes, it does have exposure to higher LSM. And we know there's a country where we get more than 60% of our people spending more than 50% of their money on food. And I couldn't see anything specific related to the company other than that, maybe because people are taking an advantage that going forward, with the hope that maybe budget will be passed, that they might even expect that things will normalize and people will continue to earn the likes of the grants that they used to earn before.
We have spoken about this before, but I see the strategy is now accelerating. That's AECI, the big diversified chemicals group, now says in a statement today it wants to dispose of its public water division, and that's in line with a strategy to sell off non-core assets. And this has been a driving part of its whole restructure because, let's be honest, the company has been under some pressure for a while, and that's reflected in the share price.
Definitely. And also we know that they've managed to meet some of the suspensive contingencies when it comes to the fault, the business that they were selling. And the guys have been struggling to get the right buyer. But even you look at the potential buyers this time, it shows that if I was a customer of AECI, I'll be happy because these are the guys who've already been involved in the industry. And some of them, they've been helping them when it comes to the African distribution. So for them, it's a wise move, even though it might not be a big enough transaction that might need to be disclosed on the JSE. But as a company, they just want to focus on mining and chemicals, and that's what they have expertise for.
There was, in fact, the group reporting, if I remember correctly, something like a 2.5% fall in revenue. But there was talk of a fire sale as far as its non-core businesses were concerned. But they seem to have changed their thinking there and maybe just waiting for the right buyers.
Which makes sense, and it shows that as much as they've got a new strategy going forward, they are not under pressure to distract the shareholders' value by just getting involved in a fire sale. And I think if I'm a shareholder, I'll be impressed with the management that they want to do it in a very nice way that continues to enhance shareholders' value.
A slightly different story, Makwe, as far as MultiChoice is concerned. The bleeding continues. It shed customers, 23 million subscribers, to just over 19 million in around 2 years. In fact, just under 2 years. This is a company that is on the back foot, and I think much depends now on that deal that it is working with as far as Canal Plus is concerned, the French broadcaster.
Definitely. Hopefully the big brother will help. If we have to be honest with ourselves, MultiChoice has not been doing that great. You look at what they are showing people, movies that we made 15, 20 years back, and people also having access to reliable whole connectivity. People are seriously streamlining. People don't need to be watching them. So you still see those dishes on the house, but most of the people have cancelled their subscription because they can get things when it comes to getting things directly streaming that works for them. And anyway, they're not getting the good things. I think the only thing that still continues to work for them, I think sports continue to do well for them, but it's not surprising. And hopefully the Canal guys will come with something more creative. Mm-hmm. But as it stands, competition not right for them.
Makwe, maybe we should have started with this given the importance, but we're reading now that budget negotiations between the ANC and the DA are progressing, certainly in the last 48 hours or so, but we still wait some sort of decision on whether the budget is going to pass or not. How is the market reacting to that? What's the talk that you're hearing? And perhaps more importantly, what does it want to hear or see?
You know, I think given what is happening with the rent, that it managed to firm up already, not 0.2%, is because we continue to be hopeful. Because when you hear the DA, they're saying they're very close to a deal. When you see the NC, they're saying that the budget will be able to go through. But it just tells us that market participant, that the GNU, as much as it might continue to hold, is not going to be an easy ride going forward. And markets are hopeful that they will be able to pass the budget the way they're required to. And hence, we don't see that rattling the markets for now.
And just finally, probably the most important number out a little later this week is preliminary revenue collection numbers for the 24-25 financial year from the South African Revenue Service. What's the sense? Are we expecting good news?
We expect good news. The guys have not been disappointing. The guys have been managing to collect the way they're supposed to, even though we know that if they can get more resources, they'll do much better. But I think most of us don't expect a disappointing number, and that will help the markets that at least revenue continues to come in.
And I look forward to talking to you again. That's Makwe Masalela from Makwe Fund Managers. Always appreciate your time and have a good evening.
Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.